Shadow, written by James Swallow and read by Colin Mace. For years, they had said that the singular dedication Jacobs showed towards his quarry was barely on the right side of obsessive, but they tolerated him because he got the job done. His fixation meant that he would never rise above the rank of aspirant inspecteur principal. But the men in Brussels told him that as if they thought it was a criticism. Jacobs didn't care. All he had ever wanted was the job, and his job was to catch the worst men in the world. The one Jacobs wanted the most was on the other side of that door in manacles, marking off the hours until they crossed into Belgian territory and he became property of the nation he was born in, the nation he had shamed. The quality of the light through the window changed suddenly as the train thundered through a rural station. Jacobs caught sight of the name Vykhodna as it flashed past at speed, and then the dark tree line was back in place. The train wouldn't stop until it reached the border with Austria several hours from now, moving swiftly through the Slovakian countryside, following the northern edge of the low Tatra mountain range, and then down towards Bratislava. Jacobs would have to get a little sleep at some point, but that thought was disconnected and vague. He couldn't shake the sense that something would be missed if he wasn't there to observe every second of the prisoner transfer. Without warning, the sliding door leading to the passenger carriages jutted open and a civilian was revealed in the connecting tunnel. A man of narrow build with an oily black beard and a rumpled jacket. He almost bumped into Jacobs and held up his hands apologetically.
Sorry, looking for the toilet.
Stale breath that smelled of cheap tobacco wafted up, and Jacobs thought of how long it had been since his last cigarette. He'd quit 6 years ago, on his 40th birthday, but the urge for a smoke was suddenly right there, testing his resolve. Jacobs deliberately stepped across to block the man's path. He'd picked up a little Slovak during a secondment to Interpol, enough to warn the civilian that this car was off limits. To underline the point, he peeled back the lapel of his jacket to reveal his police badge hanging from a chain around his neck. The action also exposed the butt of the Smith & Wesson semi-automatic pistol in Jacob's belt holster, and the man's eyes widened as he caught sight of it. From behind Jacobs, through the locked door, someone let out a noise that was half laughter, half snarl. It was an animal sound full of threat and hate, and it startled the civilian even more than the sight of the handgun. He made a show of looking past Jacob's broad-shouldered frame towards the door, giving a nervous chuckle.
What do you have in there? A dangerous animal?
Jacobs gave a solemn nod. In a way,